I really think it'd be good if you had an address to send an offering to for this meeting, because they have not got enough money to pay the expense this year. And if you want the address, I think you ought to ask one of these committeemen to give you an address to mail a check to after a while. You know, you could mail a check in when you get some money and help the meeting. Of course, I've always been bossy now for 9 years. But I really think us boys are going to have to turn it on the first part of this meeting and make up more money before we get to the last night. Now, isn't that something to tell a board behind your back? Can't hardly get an amen while you preach after you do things like that. That's the reason I've been a chairman. I like what Ralph said. He didn't even need a chairman. I like that. I like that. He is as good a friend as I've got. I don't have no better friend than Ralph Cox. I'm just ashamed of the devil a lion outfit. I'm just so ashamed of the devil, the lion outfit. Ye are of your father, the devil, Jesus said. He was a liar from the beginning. I've actually come to this meeting and other good meetings, and the enemy said there wasn't nothing hardly went on. What's that around you? Is them souls out there? Somebody said, I'm not going to Bristol this year. I'm sorry they didn't come. I don't know where we'd have put them if they had to come. Brother Taylor's here from Bristol, Virginia, right up the side of D.C. Him, his wife, and 5 children. Says, Taylor, where are you at? Would you raise your hand if you're out there? Way back there. You called me 3 or 4 years ago. I didn't know you. You'd heard about me. I barely even knew you existed. You said, my heart, Brother Moore, is bad. I've had bad trouble. I'm at home. She'd been to the doctor, but she had another severe heart attack. She said, I've heard that you pray and the Lord helps us. I said, I'll pray. 15 minutes, I called back to your home from Oklahoma. You said God had healed you. You said God has healed me. They're here. And I'm so happy for the people that have come from far and near. I don't want to sound foolish, but we're kind of like the old lady that was smoking on the chair car years ago on the train. They said, you can't smoke on the chair car. She said, I am doing it, ain't I? And you know the old enemy just said, God won't, but he does. Did you hear about them folks down Paul's Valley getting into it over divine healing? And the sheriff hauled a little boy off to the hospital. And they finally went up right after they took him. The parents went. It landed up in court. And the prosecuting attorney and the judge got into it. The prosecuting attorney said, God can heal, but he don't. And the judge said, God can heal, and he does. Had to take it out of court. They couldn't settle it. Talk till you give out. People have been beating their gums together and their tongues against the roof of their mouth ever since they've been a human family. God just keeps on working. And I wish I had a better voice. I may have to stop. I don't hardly ever. I've preached in the rain 7 times a day, sung right into it for 44 years. Got a good set of lungs as God makes. Just got a little something hung in there. I like you on purpose. I like the little girl that said, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. Talking about me. Said, why you hate him? Said, preach too long. Sung me special in one church, done the best I could. Somebody said he sounded like a hoot owl to me. Took me 3 minutes to get over it. I mean it. 3 minutes to get over it. We love you. Wasn't weaned on a dill pickle. And the kind of religion I got made me go to whistling from the night I got it. I've been whistling for 44 years. Well, you can't tell it like I can what Jesus done for me. You can't tell it like I can how Jesus set me free. You can't tell it like I can, no matter how you try. You can't tell it like I can. I'll tell it till I die. I can't tell it like you can what Jesus did for you. I can't tell it like you can how Jesus brought you through. I can't tell it like you can, no matter how I try. I can't tell it like you can, but I'll tell it till I die. I'm glad I'm saved. The Lord spoke to me coming from Mississippi. He said, I want you to tell them people at Bristol, you shall receive help. Picked it up from the Bible where Saul told the people at Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. That boy that told me he was filing the suit for divorce against his wife yesterday, but changed his mind and come to church last night, prayed. He said, it's all the bitterness is gone, Brother Moore. Every bit of it's left. I'll tell you what, we will have accomplished something wonderful here tonight if we can get all the bitterness out of everybody that's in here, all of it gone. Great God, have mercy. Man, you can pray till you can't think of nothing to worry about. Have mercy. Have mercy. Sister, old mother, 80-year-old, said it couldn't hardly sleep. Got prayed for, slept like a baby. God help me. There's people here that need help tonight. And if you don't get help, you're going to be the one snaps that little thing on the side of your head. You hear me? Met a preacher's boy down south. That man's been here. His boy's 37. He's on liquor bad. His home is tore all to pieces. He's playing Russian roulette. He carries a gun in his boot. He gets mad and shoots holes through the wall. He has been here. He was here for years. He is brought up around this. His home is busted. Come back and forth to me in a meeting. Come one night. Come talk to me. Visit with me. I love you, Brother Moore. Talk about the good old times. He's sick. Listen, mess with that serpent long enough, it'll bite you, it ruins you. You hear about the fella that found a little snake in the cold, laying out in the cold, stuck it in his shirt and warmed it up. It began to wiggle and bit him. Little snake, he said, I was kind to you. Why did you bite me? He said, because I'm a snake. That thing will get you. That thing will get you. Everybody that got on that pot and everybody start on sipping that beer said, well, it may get others, but it won't get me. It gets them. It gets them. I want to preach to you on a simple thought tonight with what little voice I have. 2 Samuel 12. We're going to read to you a little while. Thank you for the offering. We'll put it in the Word. 2 Samuel 12 and 15. I might say before I start, thank you to the board for such an honor. After 9 years as chairman, it'd be time to put the boot to most people. I mean, a lot of times. But they turned around and asked me to preach their meeting. Don't you know that I know that there are preachers here that's forgot more than I know about this Bible? We have got sharp men here and sharp women here. We're just preaching it because we're called to preach and the Lord wanted us to. 2 Samuel 12 and 15. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. God struck the child. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. He really prayed for it. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. He's down to business about praying for that baby. Don't babies get a hold of you when they get sick? You can't make them say they're healed when they're not. You can't get them up on a platform in front of a bunch of people and make them say they got the healing when they didn't. No. No. And this boy was sick, and his dad is praying for him. And elders of his house went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with him. Came to pass on the seventh day, 7 days went by, that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him the child's dead? And we tell him what he'll do. We tell him the child's dead. Fast and praying here for 7 days, can't get him to eat. Don't tell him what to do. But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself, changed his apparel, and run down to house. See, everything is going down there. And came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Worshipped. David put the Lord first. Enough to make some folks shake their finger in God's face and say, why did you take my child? Not David. Went in the house of the Lord and worshipped. Worshipped God. My son David had cancer. 19 years old. Doctor said it's in the line. He's up against it. It's all over him. Eat him up. You know what I done? Not bragging a bit about it. Went to the house of God and worshiped. That's what I done. Sir. I said, fix it like you want it, Lord. It's all right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord. It's all right with me. You got to be willing. You got to worship God. You got to be willing to worship God. You got to love God enough to worship even if your child dies. David went in and worshiped. Then he came to his own house. And when he required, they set bread before him and he did eat. Then said his servants to him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive. But when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. He said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious unto me that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. All of that reading to say, we're going to preach on three little words tonight. I do hope you'll respond, and if you don't, I'll go ahead. David said, when they asked him, why do you behave like you do? Why are you doing like you're doing? Why did you do like you did? He said, I said, while the child was yet alive, who can tell? So I'm going to preach on who can tell. That's what I'm going to talk about. Who can tell? Goes right along with that help business. Goes right along with that help business. Who can tell? Who knows? Who can tell what God will do? Who can tell what the Lord can do? I tell you what I'd do tonight if I was you and I was here and I went and I needed help. I would try the Lord. Who can tell? I don't want to worry you with personal experiences and miracles that I've known about through the 44 years. But they haven't stopped. And you can't never tell what the Lord's fixing to do. You can't tell it. David knew that. He fasted and prayed for 7 days. Never give up till death took it. Who can tell, he said. Who can tell? Who can tell? Here in the book of Jonah, 3rd chapter, 3rd verse. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. God had shook him up good. Brother Dillard said the whale vomited him out upon the sandbar, and he raked the seaweeds out of his hair, and dusted the sand off his knees, and made a run for Nineveh. Somebody said he'd been in the seminary. Well, I tell you what, he'd been in a bad place. And now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Now he's not saying to me it took him 3 days to get there. It took 3 days to get across it. That's a big town, wasn't it? Makes me think of big towns. I started a foundation for the capital of our new world, the New Jerusalem. Did you know it'll come down? We've got a new earth besides the New Jerusalem. And you know, I started the foundation of it on the west coast, and I run it over into the Gulf of Mexico. I run it up, and I had to drain one of the Great Lakes, put one of the corners of it on it, and I run the rest of it up into, had to buy 200 miles off the Prime Minister of Canada in order to set the other corner. The United States ain't big enough to set the capital of the new world on. The United States is not big enough to set the capital of the new world on. I hired men when they was young and worked them till they's old, and we still hadn't got the footing level enough to pour yet. I blasted down the Sierra Nevada Ridge and blowed the Rockies down and drained Lake Tahoe. Just shooting a level on footing for the new Jerusalem's all our stuff. Great God have mercy. I started counting up all the jewelry, the holiness folks' wires, all the Baptists and Methodists and everybody else's wires, and we didn't have enough high-priced stones to even put in the foundation of the city. God must have some mind somewhere else. I just working on the footing. Big city. Nineveh was a big town. Be great to get shop in the New Jerusalem if it's 1,500 miles square. Difference in opinion there, but we're going to leave it there. How, girls, how'd you like to go to town? Take 3 days to get across it. A city 1,500 miles square. That'd be a town shop in, wouldn't it? I never did get the footing poured for the New Jerusalem. I borrowed all Lloyd's of London would loan me. I broke every bank in existence. I wiped out the money supply of the whole world trying to buy enough jewels to go in the foundation of it. I never did even get that done. Let alone build it with walls of jasper. Great God have mercy. I believe it. You can believe what you want to. I'm going to die with what I believe. It's better. I'm going to die with what I believe. You know, I really believe it. I believe Naomi and Ruth will be there. I believe everybody that died in Christ is with Christ now. I don't believe in soul sleeping. You know what soul sleeping is? They believe that back over yonder where them Virginia and Kentucky boys, some of them believe it over there. Right over there in your country, some of them believe that. There may be some down here. They think mother's not dead. She's only sleeping. Patiently waiting for Jesus to come. What about them the alligators eat? What about them the whales swallowed the war? What about them that blowed all the bits, burned to crisp, nothing left? Are they ain't all laying out there behind a cold gray marble slab in the moonlight? No. So there can't be nothing to that. But Paul said, for me to depart and be with Christ is far better. Thank God, as soon as I leave, I'll be with him. Well, I began to try to think about that beautiful city. I just talked about Nineveh, while it's a big city. And you know, I tried to get enough gold to pave one street. Well, maybe pure gold. All right. Particulars. All right. One street of pure gold then. And I found out we hadn't mined enough gold since we've started having our black friends dig it for us in Africa. We've never mined enough pure gold to pave or to make three blocks of it. And they got a highway 1,500 miles across there. Great God. Ralph, I've drove the burning highway, son, and my old rattle trap cars carried 5 gallons of water and poured in it and boiled over and boiled over and boiled over. Great God, I know nothing about air condition, not for years and years of preaching. Never slept in an air condition. Well, it was there in that park on that bench. That is air. Bless my heart. Hallelujah. God must have gold mine somewhere. Maybe over there where his kitchen is, where he cooked the manna. Maybe over by his harp factory where he makes all them harps we read about in Revelation. But he can do things without our furnaces and without our tools and without our factories. All right, just thought I'd talk to you a little about that big old city I'm going to be in. Will David lead that choir while the anthems fill the air? Will Paul do the preaching? Will Abraham declare? By faith I left my country for a land I could not see. Well, I wonder how it will be. I wish I could sing, I would. Well, I wonder over yonder in God's eternity. I wonder over yonder, will the angels sing for me? I wonder over yonder, in a land without number, will David play his golden harp for me over there? Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. That's the reason it's 3 days across it. And he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. I wish I could learn. It's not the amount of words you use. It's whether the Spirit uses the words you say or not. Had an old man had come to Nashville, Tennessee, when General Andrew Jackson was in the audience and preached on Daniel in a lion's den. Didn't suit the Presbytery of the church. The church board never wanted him to start with, but the people did. And he could preach on Daniel in a lion's den. Bless my heart, he got up to preach, and the pastor shook his coat tail. Psst, 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 psst. General Jackson just walked in. Well, he said, General Jackson, or no General Jackson, if you get saved, you'll have to get saved like I did. You know who asked him home for dinner? You guessed it. General Jackson. Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 8 words. I'm going to preach on Who Can Tell tonight. I wouldn't waste my time with it. I ain't asking you to. I wouldn't do it. I'm not asking you to. I'm going to do it. Who can tell? Who can't tell? That's what they thought about Jesus. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Well, now, wait a minute here. Ain't never been nothing good come out of there. He may not have been before, but there's something coming out of there now. That's the reason old Ernest Martin, that holiest preacher over there in Tennessee, said he stilled a tempest upon the sea and he walked upon the waves. He cleansed the lepers from the spots and he opened up the graves. Some said that he was a prophet when they saw the work that he done, but the Bible plainly tells us he was God's only son. Without an amen, without a special, without anybody to give him any kind of an offering, raised the dead and healed the sick and walked the water. Who can tell? For 8 words is all he had. Stood up the corner first in Maine and said, yet 40 days and then of us shall be overthrown. Did you ever have anybody in the world come where you live to hold a meeting and start it on nothing and look like there wasn't a way on earth to even have a revival, no how, and turn out in one of the best revivals you ever had in your country? Who can tell? Some old boy said, what'd he say? He said, yet 40 days, and then we shall be over some. Well, who's he? What's he know about it? Where'd he come from? Anybody know him? No. I never seen him before. Joe, just come in here from out toward the sea. Thing I see him come over the sand down yonder. Looked like he'd been down yonder where the water's at. He had been down yonder where the water's at. He thought he's in the belly of hell. Said, that's where he cried from. Walked down next street corner, come along behind him, said, I believe I'll go down and see what else he's fixing to say. Looked like he's fixing to speak again. Got down there and squared away. He didn't have Josephus to quote. He didn't know any Greek or Hebrew to quote. May have been talking Hebrew, but you don't know whether he was or not. Yet, 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Who can tell what words will do if God is in them? You can get help tonight. You may not have to ride off across the sea. You may not even have to send. You know, down in my church at Blanchard, when a pastor there had an old mother called Sister Yale, and our expenses was as low as we could keep them. And it still took all we got to meet the bills, but we met them. But you know, there's a preacher off up here in this country somewhere said he's building an altar out of rocks. I never heard of so many shenanigans. So many tricks. I didn't know you could haul a bolt of material to the Holy Land, carry it in there where they thought Jesus was, cut it up in 2-inch squares and sell it for $5 a whack. I never thought folks would stoop to that. And I never thought folks would be ignorant enough to send for a grain of wheat or anything to put in a billfold so they'd be blessed financially. Great God have mercy. Never heard such stuff. Folks are just pulling some of the tricks that I never dreamed folks would ever go to pull it and say it's God. But here's a little fellow that's walked into town, and all he's doing is saying, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. It got stirring up that place so until folks is packed out all around him, Jim Gillis, and all he had to say is, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. What did he say? Yet 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. Have you ever heard him sing one verse till everybody on the back row come to the altar? Have you ever been in a meeting where one old sister, you couldn't hardly keep time with her, sang the power of God down till the whole church and shout for 2 or 3 hours? I have. Lord, that woman that fell between the house and the barn up here at Dothan, puking blood from hemorrhaging at the lungs, had done it many times, dying with TB. She said the speech the Lord loved. Did you read it in the Bible? That's what Solomon done too. And the Lord liked the speech, the Bible said. You ever say anything the Lord liked? The Bible said the Lord liked the speech. Like I did when my grandson come to me on Mother's Day when they bought me a present, didn't buy me none. He was a lot littler than he's sitting right there. He said, Grandpa, I'm going to buy you something. It was Mother's Day. He didn't buy me nothing. He said, I'm going to get you something. I like them words. Sometimes in life you can say a few words that the Lord loves. He liked the speech that Solomon made. And because you've not asked things for yourself, I'm going to help you. He liked that speech that Syrophoenician woman made, Ralph. Amen. When he said, it's not meet to take the bread and feed it to the children's bread and feed it to dogs. Truth, Lord, yet the dogs under the table. Even the master's come for this saying. He said, go thy way. Who can tell? For this saying, go thy way. Thy faith hath answered your problem. Got your daughter healed over it. Why don't you give it a whirl? You give everything else a whirl. Try God. Try God. David said, who can tell what the Lord can? He had had experience. He's the man that stood under the mulberry thicket and heard God move in the top of him and went out and whipped the enemy. He's the boy that went after Goliath, 6'3" or 4", 9'3" or 4" tall, every bit of 450 pounds. Man and might, not gut. David got him. Got into town. Got to preaching. It got a hold of him. My God, have mercy. It got a hold of him. People of Nineveh believed God. Proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. Word came from to the king, and he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Who's that? King of the whole bunch. What called him to it? Little old fella standing on a street corner saying, yet 40 days, and then of a shall be overthrown. That's what called it. I hope God get hold of you tonight. I hope if you're back there in a backslider or a sinner that you'll visit this altar tonight. Because listen, you're fixing to hit something. You can believe the old man, or you can do what you want to, but you better take the opportunity. That's the reason these lights are burning. That's the reason 4 or 5 years God's had this be here, so you could be here tonight. You could be. It's your time now. It's your time now. Don't you let the devil tell you you're here by accident. You're here because God wanted you here tonight. And it's your time tonight. You better do like that boy did in Dayton, Ohio. Sat on the back seat, a driver for the city bus company. God spoke to him out of the Bible, said, you get saved tonight or you'll never be able to get saved. He made a run. He got saved. The old king come down off his throne. That's what a lot of folks need to do. Come on down. Amen. Get on down. He come on down. And the 9th verse, he said, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from fierce anger that we perish not? He used the same expression David did. He said, who can tell? Somewhere he heard of God. Somewhere he said, who can tell? And the word went about town. The king's over there in sackcloth and ashes, and he's praying. And you know what he said? Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger? And God saw their works, that they turned from the evil way. God repented of the evil, changed his mind. He can do it. That he had said that he would do, and he did it not. I think that's one of the greatest things in the Bible is what God did right here, all over an old king that went to prayer and said, who can tell? You know what God did? He spared 120,000 people because somebody repented, because they sought the Lord. God said, I'll not wipe them out because they prayed. You know what's going to happen to you if you don't turn to God? You're going to get in a jam. Brother Moore, I tried it. Didn't seem to work. Wait a minute. Who can tell what the Lord can do? How a little woman laying up there between the house and barn, vomiting her lungs out. She said, my father, my earthly father's dead and gone. If he's here to help me, he can't. He's gone. Will you help me? God liked what she said and healed her. I knew her person. God healed her. Her shepherd is healed by the power of God. I heard her years later. She come to camp meeting. Her dress was too long. Seems like we go to extremes, don't we? Well, that sister said today, if the style wasn't way down there, you wouldn't be seen in it. But you will be seen in it if it gets back up to here too. Need to find out where you're at. Ruth come to church with dress I thought was long when she needed. Looked awful homely to me. I'd have fixed her hair different if I fixed it. But I didn't. She fixed it. Yes, Ruth to sing. She got up to sing. I hadn't met her. Didn't know her. She said, could we get another witness for my Lord? Have we got another witness for my Lord? Could we get another? She went to running them witnesses out on me. Ooh. I said, great God, if she needs water to drink, I'll get her a glass of it. I mean, she sung it down on us. Who can tell? Why don't you have a whirl at it and give God a chance to work on it? You know, if I was wanting to get healed tonight, I'd even let John Gabbert from Bond, Kentucky pray for me. They have the oil and bottles that tall and that big around over there. You live over there. You know what John will do. You can come to be prayed for by John Gabbert. Get on the altar. He'll sometime just turn the bottle up. Glue, 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 glue. You only get prayed for. You just have to stay sick over there. You're going to get it. But you know there's been some do that. They poured that on them. Why, it didn't cost near as much as an examination by a doctor to get that shirt washed out and that suit cleaned out. And it God healed them. Well, the reason I'm using my legs, ain't no trouble with them. It's right here. So while I ain't got no trouble in the legs, I'm going to use them. Papa, who can tell what God will do with you? If you give him that old frame, that's all you got to worship him with. Whew.
I got a preacher friend tonight. He got saved. He danced and shouted and run around the building. 13 got saved over it. Just over his running and shouting. Who can tell? Oh, Lord. Here we are in the book of Joel. 2nd chapter in the 12th verse. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye unto me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Oh God, help us not to wait till we get to the hospital room. Not to wait till we get down there to intensive care and then scream in the hall. Let's do some of it before we go. I'm not knocking you, see, because I'm one of you. But look, I'd like to hear a little more prayer going on. My boy's here, Terry David's not here tonight, but that's all they've known. Buddy, they've known it when Daddy's up against it. They've been right there and seen God do it. I mean, they've seen him send the flower in, son. Yeah, buddy. Have an ocean run again? Who can tell? Why don't you give up to God, mother? You feel the power of God run up down your backbone. Move that thing for the Lord. I'm going to preach on Who Can Tell tonight. And if I get my voice, son, it may encourage you enough to buy yourself a tambourine out of your own money and play it for the Lord. Glory to God. I want to offer you honor to Eufaula, Oklahoma. Everybody's been to these famous places I've been, I imagine. Eufaula and Frog Level. Slap Out. I've been to some places, I'll tell you. Went down there to Eufaula. A little old boy in a Model A Ford. That's back yonder. Pulled up in that little Model A Ford in front of me. I went over to preach. I didn't know him. Got out on the street corner with an old cheap flat top box and rode back and said, well, you can live in a mansion here, ride in a limousine, sit on a throne of majesty, go visit a king and a queen. But death will end your pleasures all. If to God you've been untrue, I'm going to join her to the glory world, just as rich as you. Bless my heart, we is both busted. But I'm telling you what, the power of God went to falling on the street corner of Eufaula, Oklahoma. God began to touch people. Who can tell? Give it a whirl. You ain't like that old boy used to pastor, are you? He said, there's one thing about it, I don't like pineapple pie. I said, you don't? No, sir. I said, have you ever eaten any? He said, no. You keep your mouth shut a while, God will use a mule in your place. Who can tell what the Lord can do? Who can't tell? You know the thing, I have to have Ralph Cox to start, just the unction. He don't have no building in front of me. God said to me one day, I want you to go preach in a certain town on a street corner. I went down there to preach, pouring down rain. Pouring down rain. I preached on Who Can Tell tonight. That's what the king of Nineveh said. Who can tell what God Almighty that makes the wind, the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars can do? Who can answer that? Well, mama, he can yank you out of there 75 years old and run you like a young lady. That's so, son. Even if we're a little off and ain't got too good a sense, he can help us have enough to get by on. You know it? Great God, have mercy. I said, Lord, I thought you sent me here to preach. Said I did. Well, I said, what do you want me to do? You're about to quit on account of the rain, aren't you? Yes, Lord, that's what I was looking at. Well, I didn't want to send you here to do. I told you to come here and preach. Walk down yonder on that grocery store. Old time grocery store in Oklahoma used to have built something out over the sidewalk. Had it built out a long ways, or Bill, you getting better. Do you hear me? Quit trying to die. Get your mind off of it. Great God, forget your heart. Use good sense. But don't listen. Who can tell what the Lord can do? I believe the Bible. Don't you believe the Bible? Believe the Bible. Thank you. Hey! I've been running on this 44 years. I've bought 17 new cars and been on 45 airplanes already. Hey! right, buddy. Whew. Lord said, step into the grocery store. Ask the grocery merchant, can you have church out there? I thought, that's easy done. Who can tell what a question will do? Just said, could I have church? I'd go right on, son. He wasn't doing much business no how. And everybody that I got under there might come in and buy a loaf of bread. Lord have mercy, I got out there with my little old cheap guitar. Got right out in the middle of that sidewalk. Would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been a-living in a mighty evil day. Them old boys stopped like they did when Dixie Boy Jordan stopped over at Blanchard and got out on the street corner when Roosevelt run the last time. I've been preaching a while. Jumped out there at the flat top box and said, I ain't like molasses. Good old country sorghum. Them farmers come from everywhere. Just to hear him sing that song. Well, they can't beat us, buddy. They may try, but they can't. Why, we've got the rhythm. We got the talent. We got the rhythm. We got the talent. We got the ability. Who can tell what the Lord will do with you and put it in his hand? You know, Ralph, they packed me out. Good. Have mercy. And come from everywhere. Had one of the best meetings you was ever in. That's easy to say since you wasn't there.
Amen. Right, right.
But I wish you'd have been there to help me. Folks across the street had rooms rented in the hotel, raised the room, and didn't raise the room. Did you think I said room? I did. They raised the window and hung their heads out in the rain till their head got wet and still wasn't pulling back, buddy. Yahoo! And all I was doing like Jonah did. I didn't hardly know any more than John 3:16 and didn't fool with nothing else. Some poor fellas come to me like I'm as ignorant as a dog. Some dogs ain't so ignorant, though. They think they know right where the heart of a man is and how deep the bottomless pit is and what the third part of the stars are dragging out of heaven with his tail was. And they can say three words in Greek and two in Hebrew. That wasn't what they needed that day, Raffi. All they needed is old time preaching the gospel. Go you know all the world, tell everything you got on your mind. Preach against everything you see. Try to line everybody up to me. No, just take the good news with you. Go you know all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You study what the gospel is, it don't take you long to learn what that is. All that does is just keep my spiritual rhythm in balance. That's all that does. Who can tell? Why don't you let God try? Well, boy, I had the tobacco habit so bad, I swore off of it every day or two. It wouldn't be 30 minutes, I'd be back on half and half. Bull Durham stinking stuff. Prince Albert, Luckies, or Camels or something. Didn't have the backbone of a red worm. Had a bit of overcoming grace in me. All I could do is try to make New Year's resolutions and break them. But you can't tell what the Lord can do.
God can do it. God can do it.
I didn't have no overcoming grace. Couldn't quit nothing. Couldn't even quit cussing. I hated to have done it, but I couldn't quit it. Whew. Only thing that tried to expel me from school for was fighting. Couldn't whip nothing, but I wasn't afraid of nothing. Bad track records. One night at 838 Southeast 29th Street, 44 years ago, an old man come from Arkansas where Wayne Rainey said, the wind sang its way through the lonesome pine. And a Model A Ford. He got up to preach. He didn't have much to say, but what he said really whittled me up. Every time he said anything, Houston, he was looking at me. Every time he pointed his finger, you ever go in the room and a picture on the wall, and every time he glanced at the fella in, he's looking straight at you? Well, that's the way that preachers are doing every night. You know what the Lord done? You think about it. 3 billion people on the face of the earth. He loves the mother. He's got the black baby in the jungles of Africa. Loves her baby just like he loved Letha, and that's mama's name, like he loved her baby. Yes, sir. Wasn't no reason why God ought ever look at me. But who can tell? Huh? Who we got preaching for us? Well, there's Glenn Beshears. I'd guess him to be everything in the world but a preacher. If I'd have met him out here in the world, I'd have said, that thing right there's got a moonshine still probably somewhere. Even, I would have. I don't know. Well, who can tell? Who can tell? My Jesus. I believe I'll preach on who can tell tonight. Why don't you give God a whirl at it, girl? Boy, you want to marry a good girl. you better get to God. Girl, you want to marry a good boy, you better get to God. Who can tell what the Lord's doing? Devil ain't going to do nothing good for you. Only God. I sat there with my old cheap cowboy boots on. I scared, I'll tell you. That old man had me pinned to the wall, Ralph. I thought somebody had been talking to him. I wasn't about the gospel. That old man had me pinned. They made an altar call. I didn't know nothing about altar calls. I'd never been around none of them. He said, come down and get saved. I said, come down and get saved. I don't know nothing about that. I sat there and hear myself swallow like I did on that airplane to unstop my ears. And I wasn't in high altitude. I was in low altitude. There's something working on me, boy. Whew. I wish I was about 21 again. I'd jump that pulpit and that altar right there right now. I sneaked in after they all went to the altar. Prayed for about an hour. I never had been hugged by a man very much in my life. And now that this silly bunch had got started, it's a little harder to hug men. But I do. Big old man, weighed about 300, raised up and grabbed me after I prayed a while, slapped me in the back hard enough to knock the breath out of me nearly. God bless you, boy! I thought, I never had nothing like it in my life. Like the bear hugged me to death. I mean it, Ralph. I thought, what is going on here? I know whether to throw up my defense and retreat or whether to accept it. I said, I guess they just the way they do. Next night about sundown, he was singing an old song in the world, the blues comes around every evening when the sun goes down. They sing it like it is sometimes. But that evening when the sun went down, our Lord said, why don't you go down and see him again and see what to do? Can't tell, Johnny. You know what I'm preaching on? Who can tell? David knew God could do something. He said, keep on seeking him. He'll tell him what his life will do for you. Old King of Nineveh had the word on it. He said, who can tell if God won't change his mind here? He strutted around town days after that. He said, God Almighty spared us. Somebody said he wouldn't have done it anyhow. Yeah, he would. Only reason he didn't, we prayed too. That night they made another altar call, and I went down again. Prayed about an hour. I didn't get nowhere much. Same thing. Next night I went, you know, I believe I'll pray through. I know you ain't going to be able to count as many hands, but you ain't fooled me either. I've been around. Most of the hands that's raised in your church got saved in the meeting before, too. I don't more believe God saves folks 15 times than nothing. Disgrace to God to tell folks you got saved 15 times. God don't do that. No. Well, the grace of God's greater than that. God ain't doing it like that. Well, I prayed about another hour. I throwed my head back till the water run off the end of my ears. Tears. Struck the far. Great God, have mercy. Ain't had a fist fight since. I've had a few good chances. God, have mercy. Whew. Ain't been back on Bull Durham. Ain't been back on 16-ounce Garrett, cigars, or none of that stinking stuff since then. Met one of my old friends. He said, what are you doing, LD? He said, I'm preaching. Preaching? I said, what are you doing, bootlegging? He said, yeah. He who wants to start the church and put them in jail and tore the prayer meetings up is having church. That's what said about Paul. That old destroyer's changed sides. Go down and see him. He's down on Straight Street. You need to go down and talk to him. I hear the saints say, Lord, I've heard by many reports everywhere what kind of fellow he is. Lord said, he's the chosen vessel unto me. He'll bear my name before the Gentiles. He'll go before kings and queens. He'll wear 195 stripes on his back. He'll lay his head on Nero's chopping block while Timothy lays sprawled on the ground. He'll give his head. I want to go there and meet him. I'll have a talk with him when I get there. Preach, brother. Who can tell? I hope you won't go home sad tonight. There ain't no use in it. There ain't no use going home lost tonight. Not a bit of sense in the world to it. You can get saved. Who can tell what the Lord can? If we can get the preachers to praying, get the saints to praying, who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation. We need a lot of that. Assemble the elders, gather the children, great God, go after them. I just can't hardly stand to see folks come up in church and shout and have a big time, ain't got no use for the children. My little granddaughter Sherry, my grandson, and I don't care who you are or where you're from, they don't see me that often sometimes, but when they come across that ground or anywhere I'm at, Papa stops. I don't care, boys, if it's the biggest meeting that ever was. Papa stops because I am the world's greatest Papa. It says it on that hat they bought me. It says I'm the world's greatest Papa. I start rapping, I hug them right good.
I don't blame you, I love, man.
Hey, Brent, come here, boy. We don't do this often. We ain't showmen. Did we have anything planned? You love your grandpa?
Yes, sir.
You get your right arm from me, wouldn't you?
Give him a light.
Don't tell everybody else, son, but if you ever busted, get to me, would you?
Yeah.
We'll be busted together.
Okay.
If you ever go to starving to death, we'll both be starving. If they hear that Brent's starving, LD will be starving. Love your children. Great God, do something besides holler at them and pull on the ears. Ain't nowhere to pull on them anyhow. Get your hands off the ears. You ruin them. They can't hear nothing. Whoop them here where they ought to be whooped, and whoop them when you do. Quit messing around, hypocriting around, threatening them. They'll never believe you. Give them a good hide, bust them, and make them quit. What you doing? Is that right, Vince? That's right, in, son. He's my buddy. Used to come visit me. Mama, Papa wasn't there. He know Grandpa'd bust him just like they did if he didn't mind me. And then the other side of that is Grandpa'd hand the keys to the car. So I'm sure take my car to town. Be careful with it, buddy. Drive your grandpa's pickup. All right. Who can tell? We can get the children. If we can get the people sanctified, get the congregation stirred, get the elders all stirred up. Great God, like we did Grandpa when his boy prayed through down there in Oklahoma. I didn't know Grandpa shouted, but he used to drive herds of cattle across Oklahoma. Indians had lookouts on every high piece of ground when he come in here. Wasn't but two trees in Blanchard, Oklahoma, and one store. Indian like to tomahawk my daddy to death. He's a baby on a pallet. Grandpa's been dead for years. 87 when he went. So I put his own back to where they had Geronimo at every picnic my grandpa went to nearly. They had Geronimo there. Yes, sir. Great God. He rode the saddle till his feet froze in the stirrups. Had to get him out. Ice all over him, lay him in the bunkhouse, wrap him up in blankets. And when he died, his old toes crooked as they could be. The old cowboy. It wasn't a drugstore cowboy. He was a cowboy. In the back of the house with his big old Stetson hat that he wore year-round. I heard somebody whooping like this herding cattle. Had his old granddad, his boys getting saved up front. And granddad was in the back seat of the church house with that old Stetson. A whoop around and around with it. Who can tell? Assemble the elders. Get the old folks into it. Get the people into it. Get the children into it. Those that suck the breast. You know what? I went up there to that children's church. And that blue, ain't he a sight in the world? He had them memorize the verse in 3 or 4 minutes. While we sitting down here sometime wondering about who's right about what, they getting their feet on the ground up there and hope they don't find nothing else out till they get established real good, because who can tell what God will do with them in future generations? My, have mercy. I know it's getting too late to preaching longer, but if this inside of me don't get to winding down, we're headed into long preaching. Let's don't get stopped. I'm like T.E. Long down in Alabama at Allentown. Must have had 150 preachers. He said, I'm hungry. Old brother T.E. 80. I'm hungry for a good message from God. Oh, I said, I'd like to hear a little TV preached against. Little world in this preached again. I'm hungry, said, from a good message. For a good message from God. Who can tell? Let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give thine inheritance. Give not thine inheritance to reproach, and not let the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and send his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil. You should be satisfied therewith. I want to help you. Why did he say to begin this? Who knoweth? Who knoweth? Who knoweth what the Lord will do if we get down to business? Well, I've got some friends, all they done is prayed all night. I got a colored friend, had a bad heart. 25 years ago now, had a bad heart. You listen, Bill Tinsley, are you still in the audience anywhere? I hear you. And you know what she done? I'm telling you what she done. Lord told the church one night, said, if you pray all night, I'm going to heal you. Who can tell? Well, did you ever pray all night in a church? I have several times. Spookiest place in the world. I tried to pray all night, and one had a basement under it. The whole basement's full of outlaws. I hadn't hardly get started. I hear moving all around down there. I prayed them didn't have no basement. Screech, squawk, the door just opened. They called in the window. They knew you was in here. Ain't nobody here defending you. They got a gun. They're going to rob you while you're praying. I'm really not spooky, Ralph, but I'm going to tell you, you go to praying all night in the church house. You get ready for the screeks and the squawks. Yeah. She prayed on about, she prayed all the ghosts out of there. She prayed all the rattles out of there. On in the night. Well, if you know you're dying anyhow, why not give it a whirl? Who can tell? Well, I wouldn't be prayed for again. You've been prayed for four or five times. Well, who can tell about that? Ain't nobody here can tell what God fixing to do. Somewhere between 12 o'clock and daylight, she said the power of God come upon her, and the Lord said, I give you a new heart. I was driving down the road when I heard that 10 years ago, and it had been 16 years before that when God healed her. And she was telling that. And you know, when she said that, she fell into the Spirit and said, ever since that day, they can sing it at you. And black folks can sing it at you. Ever since that day, she said, the Spirit been saying, higher. She said, higher, and I like to jump plumb up on the steering wheel. I'm telling you, Ralph, wasn't no put on, there wasn't nobody there but me. That woman said, higher, there's something hit me, higher. I run my mind to the Bible in Psalm 61 and 2. He said, when my spirit is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Pauline, are you back here tonight? Seems like the older you get, the longer it takes to pray you out of your problems. Well, I'm the same way. It seems like to me our bodies is not as young as they was. They don't respond quite as quick as they did. She got a bad leg on her. She got a bad leg on her before Arthur died. Couldn't hardly make. Now, she just don't put on. She's a good woman. She don't just put on. But I mean, she got a bad leg. And her old boys has got boys plays football. And she's got folks in her family that knows about medicine some. And they know. They said, now look, the kind of injury you've got is the kind that them professional athletes, them football players have to have operated. Don't fix that. You can't get over that kind of a knee like you've got. And they're sharp. I figured they know what they're talking about. But they hadn't took this who can tell into consideration. We took a notion to go back to Virginia to the camp meeting, and Pauline Arthur's going to go with us. So here she went on her bad leg. You got a bad leg? We got about halfway there and had to rent a motel, and me and Arthur's bright as we was, wish you'd hear life about that. We rented a motel with an upstairs room so we'd be sure and have to go up a long flight of stairs to get to it. You want to have me travel with you? If you want me to go with you, it'd be a lot of fun. Brother Wayne Dillard, that old boy, went to California and drove half a day and filled up. Drove out on the highway and went on. Wayne never been there. And Wayne said, look like we've been over this before. Don't tell me, Wayne Dillard. I've been to California time and again. I know where it's at. Late evening, pulled in the motel. Wayne said, this is where we stayed last night. I said, you can't tell me. Wayne Dillard said, I've been over there before. He said, hey, what I'll do, let's walk in the door and look at the register and see if we weren't signed in here last night. They did, and they was, and signed in again. Next morning, old boy said, Dillard, let's go back to Arkansas. I'm so disappointed. He said, on to California! On to California! That happened to Wayne Dillard. Well, me and Arthur, we rented a motel room upstairs. Pauline said, no, yonder, here she come, trying to make it up the stairs. I said, Arthur, where in the world is our brains at? We've got a woman can't hardly walk at all, and we rent an upstairs. You know, there's a reason for that. I didn't know it. Back down the next morning, that woman hurt all the way, got to Virginia. We got her a good upstairs, air-conditioned upstairs room in the dorms at Richlands again. And out in front of all them people, she'd have to go and try to get up there. You know, by the time God got to us, that everybody knowed much about her, knowed she had a bad leg on her. Well, I tell you, when God healed her, he got a lot of glory out of that. That's right, Pauline. When the Lord finally healed you, there's enough people know there's something wrong with you that God got the glory out of it when he healed her. I'm not going to go to church if I hurt anywhere. God help you. You're going to face God for something. Went down there at the baseball game and the football game and the basketball game and some other kind of game before you got saved. When you hurt so bad you couldn't hardly sit there and hooped and hollered till you had to stand better there too. When you got back home, who can tell?